We're here at halftime on the WCC Network. David Gentile joined by one of the members of the Santa Clara men's soccer senior class, goalkeeper Henning Jolovet. And Henning, 8 wins this season coming into tonight, most in your time as a Bronco. What has been the difference between this year and past seasons?
Quite honestly, the biggest difference is just the level of grit and the level of grind that people are putting out this season. You know, in past years, the majority of the team didn't put in extra work, but now guys are getting after it in the gym, on the field, after practice, before practice, just really, truly getting after it.
So you and the fellow members of the senior class will be honored today. As you think about this group of guys and what you've been through as members of this program, what does this group mean to you?
Honestly, every single guy in the locker room is a brother to me. He is an extension of my family. You know, being a part of SCU men's soccer has been one of the most formative experiences that I've ever been able to live through. The amount of character that you build is truly remarkable, and to be able to share that with others is insane.
When you say it's been a formative experience, is there one area you can point to where you can say, this is where I've made the biggest leaps and bounds in terms of growth, whether it be soccer ability or something mentally?
I would say that the soccer ability, yes, 100%, because when you're training six times a week with great coaches and teammates that push you, that's going to come. But the thing that stands out the most to me is just the winning mentality, the mentality that you can reach anything if you just really work for it. And I think that's what the coaches, you know, preach. And we've been to finals and Final Fours, and we have a really good soccer culture here with the program, with a lot of success in the past. And now, you know, guys are really getting in stride and using that mental toughness, that ability to overcome and to be able to push yourself to really elevate everyone else.
So as you reflect on your time here, do you have a favorite match or a favorite memory that you've been a part of with this team?
My favorite memory is honestly the preseason of every year when it's just 30 of us, no school, just soccer, when we're able to really get to know the new incoming class and when we just really get to bind together. So that's definitely something that I'm always going to look back on, and especially trips like the Denmark trip or the Tahoe trip or the Chula Vista preseason trip. These are all experiences that I'm never ever going to forget, and they're experiences that really bind everyone else.
We're talking with Santa Clara's Henning Jolovet here at halftime. Earlier this year, you came into a match in an interesting spot. It's against San Diego State. You're up 1-0. Guillen, the starting goalkeeper, gets a red. So you step in, team's winning, you're a man down. You know you're probably going to face a pretty heavy barrage. As you're coming off the bench and getting ready to go in that moment, what is going through your mind as you get ready to take the net?
You know, watching the whole game, I was seeing that the opponent is very capable. And I know that we're really fighting to get the 3 points. So when I came on, I was like, what can I do to make sure that we at least get 1 point? You know, playing with a man down, logically you would think that you would lose, right? But it was just, how can I make a big enough impact on the team to make sure that we get something out of this game with a mishap?
Made a lot of acrobatic saves in that match. You know, when you're back there and you're kind of in the zone like that, seeing things pretty well, how do you describe the confidence that you get from being able to play like that?
You know, it's the confidence of, I worked really hard for this. It's a confidence of, these 3 previous seasons have meant something and have propelled me to be able to, quite honestly, have a really big impact in that game. I was really happy with the fact that I was able to come through and support the team in the way that they needed to. But of course, you look back at it and say, well, what if I had just had one more save and we would have won? So everything is just a big contrast, but I'm overall really happy with being able to grab that 1 point in a double overtime game.
Let's switch gears here and jump into your background. You are originally from Texas, born and raised in Houston, but you have a strong connection to Germany. Tell me about the family you have over Germany and what you enjoyed about taking childhood trips over there during the summertime.
Yeah, so a little bit of background. My father was in the military, and he was stationed in a city that my mom was near, and they met. And then my dad and my mom moved back to the States, got married, had me, so all of my German family is in Germany. And every summer I would spend 10 to 12 weeks there with my grandparents, and it was honestly a really great time. Just thinking back on it, I get really sentimental. Because, you know, there's not a lot of times where you feel youthful in a sense, where you feel loved and where you feel free. And it's just being able to spend time with my childhood friends there that I saw every summer. So those relationships just kept growing, and then just being able to see my grandparents and what they were doing. It was just a great experience.
So fast forward, you grew up speaking German. Hendrik Kuhn arrives here in the off season. His English is a work in progress, and you are kind of his one safety net, so to speak, somebody who also speaks German. What do you remember about Hendrik coming in and helping him get acclimated with the team?
Yeah, so first off, I want to say that Hendrik is a great guy, but his English when he came, it was not so great. But, you know, it was he quite honestly didn't know what to expect. First of all, the educational system in Germany is different than it is here. So he had a lot of questions. A lot of things were uncertain. And he just doubted maybe not necessarily his ability, but he doubted kind of what things were going to be like. So it was basically just like talking to him a lot about what there is to come, and definitely how to prepare, especially like registering for classes, and definitely helping him be social. He actually lived with me for two weeks in preseason, so I think that was definitely great for him to be able to, you know, have a two-week transition where he was speaking just German and then German and English and now just English. So I'm really glad that that I'm here for him, but also that he's there for me.
Santa Clara's Henning Jolivet, always a big deal to make it through your time in a program and make it to senior day. So congratulations on that, and thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.
More of the Halftime Show coming up after this on the WCC Network.